This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Even away from the big boxes, over in the chain department store department, things aren't great. Macy's announced earlier this week it's cutting 2,500 jobs. Yesterday, it was JCPenney laying off 2,000 people and closing 33 stores, one of which is in Butte, Montana. Alana Furco is the manager of the Butte Plaza Mall. Penney is the anchor store there. Alana, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
What does it mean to you out in real America that a big chain store is closing?
You know, devastating. And the idea that they could ever close never crossed my mind personally.
It's going to be what, about 30-something jobs, 32 jobs?
Right now, we're understanding 12 full-time and 20 part-time.
What happens, though, if you have a big, you know, this store closes on May the 3rd, they shut the doors, you have a big hole at the end of the mall?
Most definitely, we'll have a hole at the end of the mall as well as in our hearts. But, you know, we'll have to think outside the box. Maybe some new opportunities will present themselves. We'll have to repurpose and hopefully come up with something.
You sound very positive in face of what's not really positive news.
You know, I have to say, Kai, we're going to fight this, actually. We are not going to lay down, and we're definitely not going to stay down. We want JCPenney Corporate to reconsider the closure of the store in the Butte Plaza Mall.
Have you heard from them?
No, we haven't. No. You know, things are still shaky. A lot of emotion from yesterday. We're trying to calm ourselves and to refocus, and then we're going to build a local campaign just to show them how important our JCPenney is to Butte, Montana, and, you know, hopefully get them to change their mind.
What is it about Penney and Butte? Why is that store so important to you?
You know, from my standpoint, it's a working man's store. That's what it was when I was a little girl. It's been here for generations. Grandparents took their grandkids to get new shoes for Easter. It was the very first credit card I ever got was my JCPenney credit card.
Wow.
It's iconic.
Do you shop there?
Absolutely. I shop there, Kai, before the announcement was made. I did not have a clue. Totally blindsided.
Not meaning any disrespect, but Penney says it's closing these 33 poorly performing stores.
Right.
You know, it's maybe were there not a whole lot of people in and out and shopping in that place?
No, and I'm so glad that you asked about that because it is fact-based on low profitability. It really is. But these numbers, this low profitability period, there were a lot of circumstances, Kai. I mean, it's not based on sales or actual store performance. It's based on the profitability, which is after expenses. Now, during this time period that they looked at, the national economy was shaky. JCPenney Corporate was changing leadership and the philosophy, and that affected us negatively. Plus, locally, we had some changes. We had a long-term manager leave. Plus, there was some remodeling. There were a lot of expenses on the store during that period of time. One of the analysts yesterday called it a perfect storm. I don't call it a perfect anything. It hurt the store.
Alana Furco is the manager at the Butte Plaza Mall in Butte, Montana. They are losing their JCPenney store, maybe, on the 3rd of May. Alana, thanks very much.
Kai, take care.